This disease knows no bounds, affecting people of all ages, backgrounds, and all walks of life. It is a condition that really needs our full attention, compassion, and indeed action. To date, 41,000 people across Northern Ireland are registered as having the condition, but it is expected that the figure would be much higher than that if proper detection was happening. And my own personal journey with COPD has been a challenging one, as I've witnessed how this condition has impacted on my mother's life. It has brought to the forefront the very harsh realities and struggles faced by those battling this debilitating illness on a daily basis. Her recent hospitalisation has only amplified the urgency of the situation for us as a family, driving home the importance of greater awareness for families and all of those affected, but also more support for those with COPD in Northern Ireland. I think it's important at this juncture, Mr. Speaker, that I put on record my heartfelt gratitude and appreciation to the dedicated healthcare professionals at Alton na Galvin Hospital, and specifically in Ward 26, who provided exceptional care to my mother in an urgent situation that arose just over a week ago. They ensured her stay was comfortable, and their tireless and unwavering efforts are deeply appreciated by us as a family. I think it's also important that I put on record my deep appreciation to the respiratory team at Omagh Hospital and the Western Trust, and in particular to Joan Graham, whose kindness, compassion, and exceptional care have been a source of great support to my family and countless others. Joan is indeed one of the unsung heroes of the health service, embodying the true spirit of healthcare and making a profound difference to the lives of everyone she cares for. This chronic respiratory condition not only impacts the physical health of those diagnosed, but also takes a toll on their mental health, well-being, and overall quality of life. It is imperative that this Assembly, and indeed the Department of Health, take greater action to ensure greater resources and support are there to ensure we can support those with this disease. To effectively support those affected by COPD, we must prioritise access to comprehensive services, promote early detection and diagnosis, and ensure ongoing education and awareness by fostering a culture of empathy, understanding, and proactive intervention. We can empower COPD patients to manage their condition effectively and lead fulfilling lives despite the challenges they face. It is a horrendous disease, Mr. Speaker, and there's different stages of it, and you can see it play out in countless people. The numbers are rising across Northern Ireland, and I want to thank all of those who, in our health service, do a tremendous job in supporting those with COPD in our community.